Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Locked On Warriors. This is Grant Lithman.
And I'm Drew Schiller.
And we are here to talk to you about the Warriors 5 days a week. And Drew and I are still in Las Vegas. We have now watched 4 games of the Warriors, and today will be the 5th game. We are recording this a little later than usual, as we've said, but it's been busy out here, so I apologize. Next week, we promise you we'll be back on our normal schedule of doing it in the morning.
That is correct, and we would like to thank Frigo for sponsoring today's episode, and I'm just going to say that Frigo has really come through in the clutch because it's well over 100 degrees here in Las Vegas, but Grant and I both feel very, very cool because of Frigo, the underwear that you wish you had and you should not wish anymore. You should go out and get it, but we will talk about that in a little bit, but thank you, Frigo, for sponsoring today's episode.
Absolutely. So let's talk. First off, let's not mess around. Let's talk about the game last night. The Warriors have beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 77-69, and that was after the Warriors lost to the Timberwolves the day before in double overtime, which was sudden death.
Yes, which is very rare to see.
Yeah, you don't see that very often. The most important stat and highlight for me, and I think for you, Drew, as well, was seeing Jordan Bell and his rebounding, because before we even came out here, we even did a test for everybody on Locked On Warriors where we talked about records for single game and most in Warriors career for Summer League. And we saw a record last night. Jordan Bell set the single game Summer League high for a Warriors player in the history of the Summer League in Vegas with 16 boards last night. And why is that extra impressive? Because these games are shorter than your normal NBA game and need 16 boards in a normal NBA game would be huge.
Yes, and he got the record late in the third quarter when he got his 15th rebound and just finished with 16. So he really slacked off in the fourth quarter. I thought that he was going to be able to get up to 20-plus rebounds, but it was just another really solid performance from him. He had 6 points. He was 3 for 5 from the field. He missed a three-pointer, but it looked good. He shot it with confidence right from the top of the key. It went in and out. Kind of had a little funky spin on it. But, you know, it definitely didn't look like someone who was completely terrified of taking that three. I highly doubt we see him shoot any three-pointers next season, but it was still good to see him take that shot. He recorded 3 more blocks, which is his specialty. He had 6 blocks the night before when he had one of the best Summer League games you could possibly have with the 5x5 and the plus 27 despite the loss. However, Grant, the one blemish for Mr. Bell, he had 6 turnovers, and the night before, remember, all he was focused on after his great individual performance was the fact that he committed 4 turnovers. So, hey, Jordan, if you're listening, start taking care of the rock.
Yeah, I don't think Jordan's listening.
Disagree.
I agree to disagree. But the one thing about Jordan Bell's game offensively is, yes, he's going to be a player for the meantime. They'll just have to rely on, you know, other players getting him his points, whether it be lobs or just a fast breaking or just cuts to the rim. Now, on the flip side, if he can, which he looks capable of doing, if he can really work on it and get, and I'm not even saying a three-pointer, I'm saying if he can come out and step up like a David West about 15 to 17 feet out and hit that consistently, that's going to make his career 10 times better than it can be, because then he can be a threat away from the rim. As of now, defensively, he looks like ahead of the game, right? Yes. He's starting ahead of other people. We had the very distinct pleasure of talking to Ron Adams after the game. We had a little interview with him on Facebook Live for NBC Sports Bay Area. And Ron's already impressed with Jordan Bell. He started working with him already. You can see the excitement about the Jordan Bell for him.
No doubt about it. The one thing about the jump shot is I really don't think that that will be something that he will – like ever really, really, really want to add to his game. to take away his focus from what he should be, and that's really going to be kind of a roll to the rim vertical threat. But it can't hurt for him to add that on the offensive end, and I'm not completely dismissing his ability to step out and shoot it, but I'm more intrigued to see him continue to become lethal around the rim, finishing with both hands and all that. But back to your point about Ron Adams, one little funny story about that is when we were talking with Warriors PR about getting a guest for the postgame show yesterday, I was escorted over to Ron Adams to introduce myself after the third quarter and ask him if he would join the show. And he was, you know, he was cordial, and he shook my hand and he said, yes, yes, we can do that. And then at the end of the game, when I went over to kind of lead him over to our spot to do the interview, it was as if as he was approaching the set where you were waiting for us is when something clicked and he realized kind of who we were, because as we learned on our show with him, he revealed that he and his wife enjoy watching Warriors Outsiders.
Yeah, it was one of the cooler moments I think I've ever had in my life. There you go. There it was.
There it was. Hey, Grant, you need to get a better life.
No, that's true. That's true. I could find some moments that would be pretty amazing as well. But no, Ron Adams could not have been more more of a I'm trying to think of the best word to describe
you were struggling
Ron Adams.
With that word.
No, I wanted to say cool, but I feel like every time I say that,
he was just extremely genuine and appreciative and transparent, and he was just very nice and fun, and he was making jokes, and he really was sweet to us by saying that he and his wife enjoy watching it. He says he comes home from games and his wife may have it on, and he was just extremely, extremely, you're right, I'm kind of blanking on a word too.
He was great. Yeah, no, I think the best part was his sincerity.
There it
is. Really looks you in the eyes and you believe him when he speaks to you, and like you can see why he's a good coach. You can see why he connects with people, and you could also see why every player and coach pretty much when we asked them which coach would they want on a desert island with them, you know, deserted for survival, they all said Ron Adams.
And they all chose him for the coach that they would want to be in a car with to entertain them. So he just pretty much is
checks all the boxes.
He pretty much is just the man. Like everyone wants to be Ron Adams. Everyone wants to hang out with Ron Adams. And we always have heard stories about how funny he is and his dry sense of humor and how he can just talk to you about anything. And we finally experienced that firsthand. So thank you to Ron Adams. And I hope that we get a chance to talk to him again, because you can not only learn stuff about life, but you can just learn stuff about basketball, because he is a wealth of knowledge.
That is very true. But before we go on and speak about Pat McCaw, which I really want to talk about next, I want to give a few more thoughts about our sponsor, Frigo. Now, you and I, Drew, we have worn our Frigo out here in Vegas. It's 110 degrees. Thankfully, all products include the Frigo Zone, which is a patented adjustable pouch. It's a customizable to your body, which helps a lot when you're sweating like crazy out here in Vegas.
Yeah, and you have an extra sweating problem. So
yeah,
you
I don't know why. I need to really figure that one out. But the investors of Frigo include Carmelo Anthony, Timberland, and 50 Cent. And the website is iwearfrigo.com. That's iwearfrigo.com. And now for all the listeners here, if you use the promo code Warriors, that's with a capital W, then you get 25% off a purchase when you go on iwearfrigo.com. Frigo is, and I'm telling you, Drew and I both can attest, it's the underwear you wish you had.
Yes, and in case you are wondering what Frigo means, it means cool plus dry in Latin. So it is perfect to go ahead and treat yourself during the summer months where it's very hot. So please go to that website. This is a call to action, and get 25% off with that promo code.
And don't forget, you can at least sound smart when you say Frigo, because that means you know Latin. So,
yeah,
well done.
Latin's kind of cool. It's a dying language.
Well said, Drew. So let's talk about Patrick McCaw.
Okay. Do you want to talk about his cool shirt?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had the privilege of handing out and giving some shirts away to the coaches and Pat McCaw as well. And the shirt he the shirt he loved was the Bob Myers one.
Yeah.
That said, somebody give Bob some effing,
can somebody please give Bob some effing credit?
Now, it didn't say effing. It said something else. But, yeah.
Well, it was F asterisk U-C-K-I-N-G. And, of course, that's because that's what Draymond Green so eloquently said at the Warriors Championship Parade. And thank you very much to Dunk Contest for hooking it up with those shirts. If you haven't seen those shirts or if you want to see Pat McCaw holding it up, check out my Twitter at Drew Schiller or check out Grant's Twitter at G Lifman because I'm pretty sure he retweeted it. So there were some very funny pictures and some a great video with Mike Brown actually as well. So be sure to check that out.
As we what we said, you know, one thing that we keep on harping on is how great everyone is. But Mike Brown,
oh my god,
I don't know. Like the guy just he asked to do a video with us.
I think he's the MVP of the summer league.
He's the MVP of life. Okay, but let's talk about Pat McCaw. You and I have been incredibly impressed, and you can tell the coaches are too. Now, Ron Adams, we were talking about how we said how McCaw's offensive game has matured definitely into this summer. But and then I was like, have you seen anything on the defensive end? And you can see Ron Adams kind of smirking, and he kind of alludes to the fact that this isn't the place that McCaw is going to be playing the intense defense that he expects.
Right. This summer league for Pat McCaw was more about him getting to put his offensive talents on display. And he certainly has delivered in the win. He had 26 points, 10 for 16 from the field, knocked down a couple threes, hit some big free throws, had 5 assists and just 2 turnovers. So Pat McCaw clearly is showing that if he gets an opportunity to be a playmaker and have the ball in his hands, and we talked about how he looks a lot more comfortable in pick and roll situations and just kind of reading the defense, it's only going to make him that much more dangerous when he's out on the floor with the other, you know, MVP all-star players that the Warriors have. So, yeah, Ron Adams also, when we asked him about Jordan Bell's defense, he kind of made some comments about how he has the tools and he sees the pictures ahead of time. That's kind of the way Ron likes to describe things, and how it's very similar to Draymond Green. But that, you know, getting used to the rotations and the language and the calls and all that is going to be a little bit of an adjustment. But Pat McCaw already has a year under his belt with Ron Adams and the schemes. So even though here in summer league he's focusing more on offense, we think that Pat McCaw can take another step up on defense next year.
And don't forget, with Ian Clark leaving, or most likely leaving, there's a vacancy for those people going to the rim, the backdoor cuts, especially with the second unit. You know, David West was great with that. And with how well Pat McCaw has been finishing at the rim and moving without the ball as well, you might think that maybe he fills that role eventually as the guy that's cutting backdoor. You know, a lot of the times he's going to be spotting up for three, and, you know, he's not going to get the attention of everybody. So maybe he is that person that's going to fill that role.
Yeah, no, that very well could be the case. Changing direction right now.
I was going to say that too. Go ahead.
Okay. Yesterday afternoon, so that would have been Wednesday afternoon, the Warriors introduced Omri Caspi to the media back in Oakland. It's, a lot of the Warriors PR staff and everybody is down here in Vegas, so Caspi was introduced over in Oakland, and the main takeaway from Caspi's comments were, and I quote, "I can't wait for the season to start. I have so much to prove and a big chip on my shoulder to go ahead and do the stuff I need to do to help my team win. This is what I'm looking for." And the reason he has such a big chip on his shoulder is because last year did not go the way that Caspi was hoping. He bounced around to 3 different teams. He was injured for a good portion of the year. And he was, you know, a pending unrestricted free agent, and I think was really chomping at the bit to have a big season so that way he could cash in this summer. But, you know, he kind of had to settle for the vet minimum of $2.1 million with the Warriors, although he reportedly did turn down a contract of about $4.5 million. That's what Zach Lowe reported. And Zach Lowe, now a friend of the show, of course, because we were fortunate enough to be at the same dinner table as him on Wednesday night. Really nice guy. But yeah, Caspi, we've talked about it. He's going to be a weapon off the bench to space the floor. And I like to hear that he is already looking forward to the season to start because he just wants to play with these guys and he wants to show what he can do.
Absolutely. Agree with everything. And I just actually, just a little side note, you mentioned how we got a chance to meet and talk with Zach Lowe last night. Another person we got to sit and watch the basketball game with yesterday was a longtime, all of you longtime listeners, Danny LaRue.
Yes, the legend himself.
We were sitting with Danny LaRue watching the game, so all of you just know Danny's doing very well. I hope you're listening to him as well on his other podcast. Looking good, Danny, looking good. If you're listening right now, looking good.
And another thank you to Danny for getting Locked On Warriors to a point where people really, really enjoy consuming the content, and hopefully you guys stick with us because we know that Danny was fantastic, so we have some big shoes to fill.
Absolutely. Let's quickly speak about the ESPYs. Now, okay. You and I didn't get a chance to watch it. We saw some highlights, especially, or lowlights, depending on the way you want to look at it, with that Peyton Manning joke. Now, Peyton Manning made a joke about, was it talking about gymnastics? Which team was he talking about?
I don't know which gymnastics team he was talking about because we didn't see kind of the context of it, but he said our gymnastics team. Don't know if he was talking about the United States or maybe his college at Tennessee. No idea, but he – do you have the quote or do you want me to read it?
You go ahead.
Yeah, Peyton said, our gymnastics team was so dominant that Kevin Durant told me he wants to play for them next year. And, of course, this whole thing is scripted, and they zoom in on Kevin Durant, who looked – not pleased with Peyton Manning's joke. And then, because of course he's referring to the fact that Kevin Durant joined a 73-win Warriors team who beat them in the Western Conference Finals. And then Peyton Manning said something like, I don't know, I'll ask Russell Westbrook about that if he thinks Durant could start. And then they zoom in on Russell Westbrook and he looks really upset as well. But the next morning, Thursday morning, Chris Haynes, who has been pretty dialed in when it comes to breaking the Kevin Durant news this summer with the contract situation, reported that Kevin Durant was in on the joke, knew it was going to happen, and really got his terrific acting skills on, Grant.
It was very impressive. Well, he was in, Thunderstruck?
He was in Thunderstruck, and also he did just release, although it's not really acting because it's just his real life, but that documentary is still KD, which we still need to watch.
We do. We do. But in terms of awards, the Warriors won Best Team. Which is pretty expected. I don't know.
I thought maybe the Chicago Cubs would win it just because they were kind of the darlings and they finally won the World Series.
Was that this year? Oh my God.
Yeah, because it's during the summer, so it's everything that happens after that. So yeah, the Cubs were up for it and the Warriors, won Best Team. Kevin Durant also took home the exact title of Best Championship Performance. He also got Best Championship Performance at the NBA Awards for his shot in Game 3 against the Cavs. I did see some stuff on Twitter about how people were pretty surprised that Tom Brady didn't win Best Championship Performance.
But like, come on, let's talk about that for a second. Kevin Durant, for the criticism he's received the whole season, that was like cumulative award. That wasn't just his performance.
True. However, I could have totally understood Tom Brady getting that.
Of course. But the people say that was a wrong choice. Like, come on.
No. I mean, Kevin Durant, I believe it was our friend of the show, Sam Esfandiari, who reminded people that Kevin Durant is the first player since Shaq to average 35 points per game in the finals while shooting over 50% from the field.
That's incredible. Yeah. And then didn't Klay win an award?
Klay took home best performance at the NBA Awards show for his 60 points. But the Warriors have cleaned up shop. Draymond Green, Defensive Player of the Year. Bob Myers, Executive of the Year. To the victor go the spoils, right? Should I do my Johnny Dawkins impression? I don't think so.
No, I don't think anyone on here wants to hear your Johnny Dawkins impression. Okay. But they would want to hear your Pirates of the Caribbean impression.
Disagree. Well, hi, Jeff. Anyway. Thank you very much for listening. Sorry that we were late again today. We're releasing this momentarily on Thursday afternoon. Hopefully, maybe on your commute home from work, you can check it out. And we will record one again later tonight or early tomorrow morning. Before
we'll be discussing the Warriors playing the Celtics.
Yes, Warriors-Celtics, 3 o'clock. We got to head over there pretty soon. Yes. It's going to be fun to watch Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Absolutely. And then, as always, thank you to Frigo, the underwear you wish you had.
All right.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Enjoy the game. Bye.
Bye.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our four-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our two-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.